say the last dance for me. Say the last dance for me.
Tucson's all-time favorites, 1400 KTUC, The Drifters, and Save the Last Dance for Me. 9:32, Wednesday morning edition of Breakfast Radio here, and Priscilla Presley has danced her last dance, at least on ABC's Dancing with the Stars. Elvis Presley's ex-wife, the latest to leave ABC's Dancing with the Stars. The judges weren't too pleased with her performance Monday night, saying she was too careful with the slow-paced rumba that she danced. In saying her goodbyes, Priscilla agreed with the judges and expressed her delight with her experience on the show, Dancing with the Stars.
This has been an incredible experience. It is life-changing. I know I did things that I didn't think I could do, really. And I recommend the judges. I mean, I applaud you. You did a great job, and I really felt that you were right on the money. I was in my head last night. I don't know how that happened, but I learned so much about myself and all the things that I can do.
Well, Priscilla is out, and Jeannie Tucker is in. National dance champ Jeannie Tucker on the studio lines this morning anyway. Good morning, Jeannie.
Good morning, Jim.
Well, Priscilla's gone.
Yes, she is.
Yeah, and it wasn't too much of a great performance for her this past Monday.
Absolutely not her best.
No.
Too much walking, not enough dancing, very awkward moments and awkward lines. It definitely showed her weaknesses.
Right.
It
so.
Did.
Well, she gave it a good effort, and she hung in there for a while, and now we're getting down to the nitty-gritty, some really pretty decent dancers out there.
It's absolutely impressive. When you look at the fact that these are not professionals and how good these performances are, it's pretty mind-blowing.
Absolutely. So
Mario did a great job. His posture was better. His attitude was better. His facial expressions were better. He had good hip action.
Yep.
I think that was actually his very best dance ever.
So far, so good this season, I think for
so.
Him, as far as Mario goes. Yeah, absolutely his best.
And Marissa, my goodness. She is a ball of energy that won't stop. She is so adorable.
She just shook it up.
She absolutely did. She really got into the mood. It was sexy, had good lines, much better control for her. It was also her best dance yet.
Yep, absolutely. And
Christiane.
Christiane, yeah, well.
You know, I'm still bothered by the lack of connection between them.
Mm-hmm.
It still wasn't there for me. She
yeah.
is over-dancing him almost all the time. What I mean by that is energy-wise, it's just not in balance.
Yeah, I have noticed that. She seems to be trying to steal the spotlight, maybe trying to compensate for his weaknesses.
Well, I think that's what it is more. Rather than stealing the spotlight, I think she's trying to make up for maybe a lack of energy or something on his side. And you can't do that. It has to be equal. For her to drop to his level a little bit would actually make him shine more. So it doesn't put him in a good light when she's over-dancing him. He didn't have any strength in his walking. It just wasn't there for me at all.
Yeah.
At all.
I agree with that.
I felt so sorry for Marley.
Oh, yeah.
I have to say that of all the dances, samba is a little difficult if you're trying to just feel it through the floor and can't hear it. There are a lot of different beats going on. It's difficult. That downbeat wasn't as well established rhythmically, so it was really difficult for her to hear. I felt so bad. There were so many stumbles, so many tough spots. Let's hope she can recover next week.
But my goodness, she's still in it, and she's put out one heck of an effort for somebody who can't hear a thing. It's amazing.
What I just really admire is her not wanting to quit attitude, that, you know, continuing to push through no matter what. She's got her survivor attitude, and she's such a beautiful lady, and she has such grace about her. She's done a lovely job, absolutely.
Now we're getting down to a couple of my favorites.
Okay, let's talk about Shannon first.
Okay.
That was also one that kind of hurt to watch.
Oh, yeah.
It was very awkward.
Yeah.
Not fluid or controlled. No hip action.
Well,
absolutely no hip action.
But she knew that going in, though, on this one.
Yeah, but that didn't help her. It doesn't matter. You know, you are where you are in the competition, and there are people ahead of her. So she has to watch her back. She's got to come back stronger next week. She really must. And now we're down to my two favorites.
Okay.
Jason.
Oh.
It is absolutely amazing to see such a large, statuesque, tall, big man be so fluid, beautiful, and smooth on the floor. He is really stunning. He has a natural grace about him.
He does.
That's not something somebody taught him. His body moves with a certain sense of grace and natural movement. Great lines, good hips, and the chemistry, well, everybody was like, whew, afterwards.
These football players, they got some grace to them.
They do.
They do.
Absolutely do.
They
impressive. Then we go to the top scorer of the evening, Christy.
Stunning.
Absolutely stunning. I know so many pros that would have loved to have done that kind of job. I mean, she was really remarkable. There were so many beautiful, beautiful photographic and beautiful picture moments during that routine. It was fantastic. It was emotion-filled, and the emotional part of it actually took the edge off the technical part and made it real.
Yeah.
It really was beautiful. She didn't reach as far with her arm line. She was a little reserved, but she was trying to emote, and I think it did her a great service. It was fabulous.
She was incredible last night. Absolutely. I think she's going to be the one to beat, I think.
I think so, and I think everybody knows it.
Yeah.
And it's just a matter of whether or not she can hold on to that edge.
Well, we'll see how it shapes up next week on Dancing with the Stars. And, oh, by the way, thank you for coming out this past weekend for the home show. We had a good time out there.
It was lots of fun, and we actually got you up doing the cha-cha.
Yeah, I did a little cha-cha up there, too, so it was kind of scary, but we did it. We pulled it through, so thanks
for... You had better hip action than Shannon, don't worry.
Okay, all right. Okay. All right, well, thank you, Jeannie. We'll talk to you next week as we wrap up another week of Dancing with the Stars next week. All right. Oh, don't forget, check out Jeannie's website, www.jeannietucker.com. Thanks again.
Thank you.
All right. Let's check on the markets this morning. Check in with the Greenberg Financial Group and Ruben Fernandez on the other line this morning. Good morning, Ruben.
Good morning, Jim. U.S. stocks are powered.